Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, Matt Donald here. You know the drill by now. You know how this works. This is the part of the show where I advertise one of my big products, you know, and you know what it is this time. That's right, it's a special Paleo Bites themed hemorrhoid cream. Yeah! Get yours today! Oh yeah, also I got a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for my two shows, The Ripwit and Paleo Bites. For the bonus episodes of Paleo Bites, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals. And this month, we're talking about Jurassic Park Operation Genesis, the classic, cool-as-hell business strategy game from 2003, where you could build the Jurassic Park of your dreams! Ah, that's good stuff. Also, you could build turrets to shoot your dinosaurs, and you could shoot them from helicopters, and you could sick dinosaurs onto guests. It's great stuff. I loved it when I was 12. It was the coolest thing ever at the time. Link is in the description where you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support and have a lovely day. And be sure to get your special Paleo Bites themed hemorrhoid cream. I have such a bad sense of humor.
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, the podcast dumber than a Stegosaurus's pet dung beetle. My name's Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week I'm joined by the overlord of dinosaurs, who I've heard recently, as after recording this, has a new queen on his side.
Yes, I do. We had to build a whole new throne and everything. We had a big, fun ceremony. Threw a bottle of champagne at the throne.
Yes, exactly. So you have a queen at your side. Lawrence Mack, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How's married life treating you?
Oh, so far so good. The ball and chain is a little bit lighter than I expected it to be so far, but...
The real ball and chain is coronavirus at this point.
Because, right, exactly.
I was about to ask you, how was your honeymoon? What exotic lands did you go to?
Well, because of the exoticness of coronavirus, we weren't able to really go anywhere. We had a cruise planned, but...
Right.
We ended up going chilling in the hot springs up in Pagosa Springs, up in Colorado.
Right.
Southwest Colorado.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun, really relaxing, and so hopefully I'll do something a little bit bigger and more exotic next year, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Stuff calms down.
We're recording these super early. I'll explain why in a second. When is this one? I have a whole calendar here about when these all come out. This one will come out, I guess not that much later, February 9th, 2021.
Right on, right before my very first Valentine's Day of being married.
Yeah. Wow. You got that all... It's just in a week now. You got that prepared? Come on, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Right, a week? Isn't that like 4 days away?
Five days. Yeah, we can math.
The future me, when you're listening to this episode, when it comes out, make sure You have everything. I mean, everything should be ordered by now anyway. If not, I'm in big trouble.
Right. All right, make sure you listen to it on time. Anyways, right? We're recording these super early because we're actually recording this on Election Day 2020.
Yeah, elections. Woo.
We're so excited. It's nothing but good news, I'm sure.
Right? Hopefully everything goes the way we want it to, and hopefully America makes good choices.
Yep. Come on, America, make good choices. So here's my dinosaur-related question for you, then. If we had to elect a dinosaur as our president...
Aren't we trying to do that?
No, we're trying to get rid of the dinosaur we have right now.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, I guess, you know, in one instance, Biden is also a dinosaur.
I was going to say, they're both pretty up there.
They're pretty old. But anyways, if we had to elect, like, an actual dinosaur, not just a metaphorical dinosaur, if you had to elect a literal dinosaur, like a species of animal that's classified within the genera dinosaur, what one would you do and why?
That is a tough one. My first thought would be something like, raptors are kind of smart, but then again, they're, you know, also very carnivorous, and they're probably very ruthless.
They'll probably be like that leader of we should kill him.
Right, let's just go kill its attack now.
And then who cares what the other countries think around it?
Right, exactly. What's done is done, and our president's a velociraptor. What are you going to do about it, huh?
Yeah. Doesn't sound any worse than what's going on right now, honestly.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
See, here's my thinking.
Maybe he's a velociraptor.
Maybe he is. No, he's not smart enough.
Oh, that's true. And he's not thin enough for that. Not that I can talk, but
still. Of course. I can't talk either, but still. Let's see what I was going to say. So my thought is like some sort of big, dumb long neck.
Yeah.
Like,
I kind of thought about that too for a second.
Let him be the figurehead, but the actual normal politicians are running everything around him. But
right. Yeah, there you go.
But like,
I wouldn't it just be adorable to watch him like snuggle up just on the White House lawn at night?
Right.
Yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah, exactly. Can you see him like handing over when he's served his term? They have to get him on the helicopter. It's just...
So the big question then, if we elect, I mean, even if he runs for president or she runs for president,
yep.
The long-necked dinosaur, where would said dinosaur, I guess it's a female dinosaur, they could also wear the tie, but where would they put the tie on their neck? Would it be right below their
chin? Oh, I've heard
this
before. Right before, at the base of the neck, or right at the base of their head?
Or right in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean,
how about just a bunch of ties?
Just a bunch of ties, just like 100 ties going from top to bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I could think that, yeah.
Well, here's what I think. I think actually it would be at the base of the neck, because think about it. If humans had long necks, where would you put it? Wouldn't you put it at the base? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know those Kamino people in Star Wars: Attack of the Clones, the people with long necks.
Yeah,
where would they put a tie?
At the
base.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So that's my logic.
Right. Now the next big question is, how would it put on pants?
It doesn't need to.
Oh, that's right.
They don't have visible genitalia, except for when they're coming. I don't know.
And all the press conferences, usually the desk is covering up the pants, so you don't have to see the lower
parts.
That's
true. How many conferences have we had where the president hasn't worn pants? Probably so many.
Oh, probably. Yeah, probably most of them. He's doing some sort of address from the Oval Office.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Pants.
I'm just imagining this dinosaur sticking its head into the Oval Office. It couldn't quite fit in there.
Right.
Like it would be its head at the desk pretending like it's doing work. Maybe its arms too, just
maybe we'd miniaturize it or something so it can, you know, it can fit.
Miniaturize? You mean megaize it?
Well, no, miniaturize the dinosaur. I mean, we could expand the...
Oh, you're saying, so shrink the dinosaur.
I guess we have probably the a better ability to make a bigger version of the White House than we do to shrink a dinosaur.
Yeah, we don't have shrinking rays yet, but we do have bigger construction materials.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of none of that, here's one that I really wouldn't want to run. It's what the subject of today's episode, Pachyrhinosaurus.
Ah, why wouldn't you want Pachyrhinosaurus?
Because he's got a thick nose. I don't like that.
It's got a face for radio. You wouldn't want to see that during press conferences.
Yeah, all right. Pachyrhinosaurus, thick nose lizard. You ever heard of Pachyrhinosaurus?
I've heard of it. I'm not sure I even know what it looks like, though.
Oh, well, I could probably show you a picture. Type it as a Centrosaurian ceratopsid. So the group of horned dinosaurs that include the previously covered Styracomosaurus.
Okay.
And Nasutoceratops, the two ones we've done before.
As
the big bad culprit of 2020. Remember when I said in an earlier episode that there might be a Coronasaurus?
Oh, no.
There isn't, but there is a Coronosaurus, and that's close enough!
Kill the beast! It's just like got lost in translation. We really have coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was the Atrociraptor episode we mentioned that, I think. We talked about there might be a Coronosaurus or Coronaraptor or something. I don't know. I'll have to look back.
One of them.
I don't know. But anyways, kill it to what's well done to us this last year, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I was recently listening to some of the older ones, and we were talking about, I think it was on the Cryo Dragon episode.
Yeah.
We recorded it in 2019, and we were talking about it coming out in 2020. And we sounded so optimistic about 2020.
Oh, I know. New decade, new opportunities.
Right? Maybe Pachyrhinosaurus can give us some new opportunities in 2020. Maybe that'll be the name of the cure.
Well, this is 2021 when this episode comes out. So.
Right, 2021. I've got my ears mixed up already.
Of course. maybe 2021's even worse.
We'll get the Pachyrhinovirus.
Here we go. Here's a Pachyrhino. Saurus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who those are. Okay, got it.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard the name, I just haven't put the pictures
right. size 22.5 to 26 feet, 7 to 8 meters long, 2 to 3 tons. That's pretty big. I think Nasutoceratops, we said, was like 15 feet long. So this is 22 to 26 feet. That's
right. Okay.
A lot bigger.
He'll probably fit in the Oval Office. Just got to make a bigger door frame.
His head might just be sitting on the desk, because the Centrosaurian ceratops, actually all the ceratopsids, they just had such big heads.
For all the brains, right?
Yeah, they had to fit all the brain. Most of it's in their nose, especially Pachyrhinosaurus. Its brain is in its nose, you see.
Oh, that's why it smells so good.
It does smell good. It smells like lilacs. Yeah. All right, diet herbivore. Time, late Cretaceous, 74 to 72 million years ago.
It didn't quite live long enough to get wiped out then?
Nope, it knew exactly when to leave.
Unlike some politicians. This one's looking better and better the more we talk about it.
We're going to look back on this. Once this episode releases and somehow Trump has eked out a second term, we'll just be like, why? Why are we so optimistic?
Why are we so naive?
Trump is, we're going to have to each have pictures of Trump in our houses they have to bow to every time he passes, like in North Korea.
Yeah, they'll have cameras in our houses to make sure we pray to our Lord and Savior Trump every day.
Yep. This podcast is sponsored by the Trump administration. I can't even say it. I don't even want to say it, though, in case someone uses it against me later. It's like, takes a clip of this.
Right, yeah, exactly. They'll be like, Matthew Donald is a Trump supporter. Did you listen to his podcast?
Yeah. Matthew Donald is a notorious racist.
Right?
Yeah.
He's against all sorts of...
I didn't like thick nosed things.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's a form of discrimination.
Yeah, it was.
And we all know Trump doesn't have a thick nose. He has a very tiny one.
Yeah.
Am I talking about his nose?
Hey, location, you'll like this. Alberta, Canada.
Another one from Alberta.
As well as Alaska, too.
Oh, Alaska, okay. Alaska's beautiful.
It is, it's beautiful.
My queen's father lives up there.
Oh, your queen's father lives
there. Does that make... me also the future king of Alaska?
Overlord of Alaska? I don't know. I think you're getting a bit too greedy here.
I mean, she's the eldest daughter. I mean, he does have a son, so maybe that won't count.
Oh, I will happily submit to your rule if you get rid of Trump. You know?
Okay.
Like two dinosaurs fighting to the death.
Where's my gavel? Trump be gone.
Oh, man. Described 1950. Pop culture appearances. Disney's dinosaur had a couple.
Ah, okay. Was that what the older...
No, that was a Styracosaurus.
That was a Styracosaurus, okay.
But there was one... They also had Pachyrhinosaurus in the herd, including one that rammed into Aladar when he first met the herd.
Okay.
Also, Ark Survival Evolved has them.
Okay.
March of the Dinosaurs, it's a documentary.
Okay.
And the much maligned Walking with Dinosaurs movie, which was yet another example of a movie and originally meant to just have narration, but the executives panicked and made them add cheesy voice acting to it.
Of course.
Which is what happened to both Land Before Time and Disney's Dinosaur as well. They are both planned to just have narration, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But at least this time they demanded it late enough into production that the makers were able to release their original vision as an extra on the DVD Blu-ray called the Cretaceous Cut, which was much better received.
Oh, that's so... You blew my mind with the Land Before Time thing. I had no idea. It was supposed to be just like a voice narration.
Yeah, exactly. It was. The Cretaceous Cut for the Walking with Dinosaurs movie is actually narrated by, I think, Benedict Cumberbatch, so that's pretty cool.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah. finally, Pachyrhinosaurus was originally planned to be in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, but they replaced it with Sinoceratops at the last minute for reasons unknown. I don't mind, though, as it made the first instance of Sinoceratops in major pop culture. Some more dinosaurs get into the public eye! Yay!
Or maybe Pachyrhinosaurus thought it would just be too controversial in its run for the presidency.
That's true, that's true. They didn't want to be taking any sides.
Exactly.
Sinoceratops is from China, though, so...
Is the Corona...
Well, no, I was just saying, like, you know, the CCP or whatever it's, that they might have dictated. This is such a political episode!
I mean, it's kind of just on the forefront of our minds today, unfortunately. It's just something going
on. You know, I rescheduled this today trying to escape this kind of stuff.
Right, yeah, hopefully this is, hopefully get on, move on with our other ones today.
Yeah, we'll see what we do. Anyways, so when we think of dinosaur environments, we usually think of jungles and swamps. Hot, humid, sticky, gross-filled, bug-filled pits. That's where dinosaurs thrive, right?
Isn't that my house?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, man, that sounds like a paradise.
Hot, humid, and sticky. That's the name of my... no.
That's the name of our 18-plus podcast.
I was going to say it was the name of a certain tape of mine, but...
Oh, I'm... Por que no los dos? Right? For those of you listening, it's from that taco commercial from late the 90s. This means why not both?
good stuff. Good stuff. Anyways, that's where dinosaurs thrive, right? Well, actually, some dinosaurs lived in slightly colder places, and sometimes a lot colder places.
Alaska?
Yeah, like Alaska! While the average global temperature was way higher in dinosaur times than today, and indeed there were no permanent polar ice caps, there was still snow and ice further north, particularly in the winter. And in fact, Alaska was actually much further up north than the Late Cretaceous than it is today. Which means it could get quite cold indeed in the dark winter months.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
Pachyrhinosaurus lived in more colder environments.
Yes, it did.
So then do we expect that it had a lot more of, like, feathers for padding and warmth?
Ooh, or? Actually, I'm glad you bring that up, because I was going to bring it up, too. But anyways, despite this, many dinosaurs lived up here, including Edmontosaurus, which we've covered before, Stenonychosaurus, Nanooksaurus, and the subject of today's episode, Pachyrhinosaurus. And because it could get so cold in the winter, some paleoartists, like you said, have depicted Pachyrhinosaurus with a coat of woolly feathers, kind of like the fur of a muskox. See if I can pull it up here. Look at that. This is probably the image for the podcast.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like a woolly rhinoceros mixed with a triceratops or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. See, now, this feathery coating is purely hypothetical, as no feather imprints have been found in any Pachyrhinosaurus fossils. But then again, those rarely preserve anyways.
Yeah.
We at least know that early ceratopsians, like Psittacosaurus, have a tuft of long feathers on their tails. So there's precedent for this family dinosaurs having such a coat.
Okay.
That'd be cool. I think it sounds really cool.
Absolutely. I think they look a lot cooler like that. Yeah. Obviously, this is artist rendition, but I think they look a lot cooler that way.
Yeah,
I think
they do. And plus, they keep warm, you know? Insulation's good, you
right.
know?
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm a cold weather person, so I don't like to keep warm, but, you know. I respect it.
Sounds like you'd be good friends with all the Pachyrhinosauruses.
Yeah, exactly. We'd hang out up in Alaska, running away from the life-size mosquitoes.
Life-size mosquitoes.
I said life-size mosquitoes. Yeah, those are just little tiny things.
Yeah, but the 8-foot mosquitoes.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be an epic battle. You riding on top of a pachyrhinosaurus, taking out a 8-foot-tall mosquito.
Right, yeah, just got a javelin and just...
just you spear it and the bug guts just fly everywhere.
Right? I mean, 8-foot mosquito guts are a delicacy, you know?
That's true, and they also often have your own blood, or whatever blood they have in it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, heck, at that point, their needles have swallowed people whole.
Oh, man. So gross.
That's how he rescued Stan.
Stan who? Stan Lee? You brought him back?
Yes, he was eaten by a mosquito.
Oh, yeah. He's still with us. Oh,
so. 2020 took him away again. So I mean.
Okay. That's right. Well, it is 2021, so I guess I'm late to the party of him being back for a bit. Blah.
Oh, no.
I just think it's cool, though, these feathers. Like, dinosaurs are so much more varied than we ever imagined, like, varied in appearance and all kinds of stuff. They're a lot more bird-like than reptile. Like, even the ones that aren't really bird-like, like the ceratopsians.
Right.
But while this species has been known since the 1950s, it wasn't until the 80s that we uncovered a lot of specimens for study, resulting in a dramatic increase in interest for Pachyrhinosaurus.
Oh, there's been an interest in it?
You invest a lot, and then you slowly trickle in the interest.
Oh, okay.
Financial jokes.
Who's paying that interest?
I'm so grown up.
In today's episode, we'll be learning about CDs. Compact discs and loans.
Loans, interest. That's always the boring answer whenever someone says, what would you do with if you got $1 million? Like, well, I'd put most of it in savings and then live off the interest.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Like, well, we heard it from Mr. Fun, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think Friends made that joke.
So much for that yacht, no skydiving lessons.
That is the most practical thing to do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, especially just $1 million.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot. It won't get you very far, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. So if you live off the interest, you could just not work again. You could have a different, comfortable life.
Yeah, exactly. If I put into some sort of savings, so they garner up some interest, and it'd be a nice retirement kind of fun type thing.
Yeah, so you hear that, Patreons? Give me 1 million subscribers into my Patreon account.
We'll make Matt a millionaire one of these days.
One of these days. I'm a starving artist. Proud starving artist.
Yeah, we'll just get your books made into movies.
Yeah, that's so easy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't believe I missed that. I could just make my books movies.
Yeah. Sell those rights, man.
Anyone listening? Hello?
Hey, Steven Spielberg, I know you listen. I saw that you followed the show on Twitter.
Oh, he did. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. I got to go make a fake account. Excuse me.
Yeah, it was a bone pad. So this is what increased the interest. A bone bed alongside Pipestone Creek in Alberta, Canada, was evacuated between 1986 and 1989, where a huge and dense collection of thousands of Pachyrhinosaurus bones were uncovered, including a whopping 14 skulls.
Wow.
So they
think something happened there? Like
some sort of horrific tragedy happened to a herd of Pachyrhinosaurus here, and possibly a flood or like a failed attempt to cross a river.
Oh, yeah.
Dumbasses.
Right? That's why they can't be president.
That's true. They can't even cross a river. Come on. I could cross a river. I don't mean to be callous, but...
Well, I mean, we got those posable thumbs. That helps a lot.
That's true.
Not sure that really helps posable
thumb,
the river. But,
master thumb race.
Right? 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. Boom.
It's been many years since I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. Now we can't do it anymore. Darn coronavirus.
Well, we could. It's just not... No.
Right.
Yeah, washing all the hands.
Wear
latex gloves.
Yeah.
It makes it difficult. You could slip, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, make it more interesting.
Okay. Well, Pachyrhinosaurus is one of those... Well, it got its name due to the big flattened bump on its nose in place of a horn. Indeed, Pachyrhinosaurus is one of those horned dinosaurs that actually doesn't have horns, or at least it didn't on the brown nose. It did have two small backward curving horns on the top of its frill, but I'm assuming it had those just so it could be included in the horned dinosaur family. I can definitely relate. I'm desperate to be included pretty much anywhere I go. I want friends!
So all you gotta do is grow some horns on the shield that you're working on, and...
Yes.
And you'll have a whole family.
A whole family of horned dinosaurs.
I mean, just because they're all dead really doesn't mean anything. I mean, Maybe.
And one of them is Coronosaurus. So.
Right. Maybe they left a whole bunch of stuff in their will and there's nobody to give it to. And if you join their family, you'll
That's
be the
true.
Sole heir.
That's true. I get the access to these fossilized eggs. These coprolites.
And all that interest they've been garnering up since.
Oh, that's
the
true.
Eggs.
The interest. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Actually, I don't mean to jest. This is actually quite impressive. Good job, family of horned dinosaurs.
Right. They're looking out for you.
Oh, good. Well, that should help me factor into my score. Because we're at everyone's favorite part of the show. Maybe. I don't know. Where we talk about, where we rate the ammo 1 out of 65 million. Let's see. I did get a good inheritance from it. So.
Right? Yep. They were thoughtful. They thought ahead for you.
It does have feathers, which is weird for this kind of thing. Oh, it might have feathers, I should
right,
say.
Right, it might have feathers. I mean, you know, it's got nice curves. It's wearing some feathers.
Yes,
that
it's
is,
good mink coat or whatever it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, right? Exactly. They're fancy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Indeed. I don't know, maybe like 30 million. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Like, actually, no, it's maybe a bit harsh. 40 million. 40 million.
I think I'm going to go something like... I think I'm going to say 57 million.
Whoa!
I really like it. I like the name a lot. Obviously, my favorite dinosaur is Pachycephalosaurus.
And this is
and
close.
And it's a Pachyrhinosaurus. I mean, they're both Pachycephalosaurus.
I remember watching this documentary when I was a kid about dinosaurs, and it had these clips that were like hand-drawn cartoons of dinosaurs. Uh-huh. One of them had Pachyrhinosaurus, but they called them Pachyrhinos.
Pachyrhinos.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cute.
And I wasn't sure. For a long time, I thought that was just another name for them. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was actually called Pachyrhino rather than just Pachyrhinosaurus. So.
Nice. It kind of makes sense. I mean...
Well, it's like how sometimes people call Triceratops as trikes or like... It's
right.
Kind of like those informal nicknames.
Yeah, exactly. I think it fits. I mean, we call rhinos rhinos instead of rhinoceroses.
That's true.
So, I mean, it kind of fits.
You know, learning a lot of... dinosaurs, you get to learn why certain animals have their names. Like rhinoceros means nose horn.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
So what does the pachy actually mean?
It means thick.
Thick. Oh.
Pachyrhinosaurus, thick nose lizard. Pachycephalosaurus is thick headed lizard.
Dang girl, she thick.
Yes, the pachyrhinosaurus with two C's means thick with two C's.
Ah, so, see? There was some.
Yes.
Something there.
The Greeks knew their stuff. I mean, think about those vases.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Those
yep.
Vases, I'm sorry.
Vases, yes. They were thick with the double C.
Yeah, exactly. All hourglass shaped, yeah.
Right.
Anyways, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at mattd@matthewdonaldcreator.com for any questions to me or any of the co-hosts. I can relay them. I also have a Patreon at patreon.com/matthewdonald. If you could check that out, that'd be great. If you like, want some extra content, you know, where we talk about dinosaur pop culture, so that's pretty cool, or other prehistoric animal pop culture, that kind of thing. Also, if you want, rate us 5 stars on iTunes on Apple Podcasts. That'd be really helpful. I also have another podcast called The Ritwit, where 2 twits talk about writing. One of those twits was, as well as me, helped officiate your wedding. Not really officiate, we're just groomsmen.
You were there, you were present for
coronation.
Ceremonial coronation, yeah, of the new queen.
Yeah, indeed. So I have a book series on Amazon called Megazoic, available for print and Kindle. I think I might have put a Pachyrhinosaurus in there somewhere. I don't remember, though. It would have just been a background character.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Occasionally when I'm just like, I read it, I'm like, oh, I've used that dinosaur. How did I know about that dinosaur?
Right. Hey, surprise yourself. That's why rereading is so important.
Yeah. I want to get that book to where people just look over it and discover themes about it that I didn't even find that really
right.
reveal something about my psyche or something.
Yeah.
Something that deep into my conscious that I subconsciously put in all my writing. Like, clearly, Matt Donald is... clinically depressed, wants friends, and
they
figured me out completely just from analyzing my writing, and I'm like, no!
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know. A lot of authors seem like, I don't know.
Well, that's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleobites,
remember to vote for me for Overlord of Alaska.
Yes, indeed. And the world!
And the world, eventually.
Yeah.
We'll take baby steps.
Yeah, also,
oh, yeah.
Rah. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.